This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour of the Wendy's Big Show here on a Monday. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He will be back hopefully tomorrow as he is just trying to get all the water out of his basement. I'm sure he wasn't the only one. The Franklin and Oak Creek areas got drilled with rain. There was like literally a storm just hanging over those two towns for a couple of hours, and it brought like 5 inches of rain.
So Joe, what's the name of that tropical storm down there that just went by Jacksonville, my hometown?
I think that's like Isaias.
That's close enough.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, going up the East Coast. So
yeah. I was worried about that because the early projection said it was going to go like right over Florida, which means that would go right over Disney World, and that would probably halt everything in the bubble.
I missed it.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
That would be our luck. But no, that storm has pushed away. I believe it's supposed to hit the Carolinas sometime later tonight. I think it might even be a Category 1 hurricane, but hopefully everyone stays safe down there. So that's what's going on in the weather world. I do have some more breaking news as we were just talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. Here's a couple of things that have come down because with Lorenzo Cain opting out, with Ryan Braun going on the IL, the Brewers had some corresponding roster moves. So here's what it is. Brett Anderson activated from the IL. He will get the start tonight when the Brewers go up against the White Sox for the first of four. It's a 2-2, two at Miller Park and then two down at Guaranteed Rate Field. Ryan Healy and Mark Mathias have been called up from the Camp Appleton. That is the training site where all these other players are hanging out, the other 30 on their 60-man roster. Jacob Nottingham was optioned down there. And a pitcher who was kind of considered a reclamation project, had success back in the day. The Brewers have been trying to see if there's still something there. Shelby Miller has decided that he will opt out for the remainder of the 2020 season. So the Brewers will lose an arm there in Shelby Miller. So he was not on the active roster, but that's the situation there. So all of it, again, breaking news on the fan, brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. So we go from Major League Baseball. We've seen all the flaws and all the problems with the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals, and it really affected close to home here in Milwaukee. But now we look at the NFL, because the NFL, it just seems to be business as usual. I mean, we're, what, 5 weeks away from kickoff to the start of the 2020 season, and the NFL has had a lot of time in this, but we want to hear from you guys at 414-799-1250. Should the NFL do a bubble or play like normal? There was a good piece in ESPN about this very thing, about the NFL and kind of what their game plan is. They interviewed an epidemiologist from Oxford College of Emory University, and this doctor, Dr. Zachary Binney said, if you're going to call the NFL's plan a virtual football bubble, then you have to call MLB's plan a virtual baseball bubble. The NFL would have to expect that the Dolphins are going to experience a different result than the Marlins, when I think, if anything, I think it's going to be more difficult for the Dolphins because of the sheer number of people who are going to have to behave and not engage in risky behavior, as well as the additional close contact in football that doesn't exist in baseball. And again, when it comes to a staff, a team, you've got your coaches, you've got your players, you've got all the training people, you got all the health officials, you got all these different guys. The NFL, it's even bigger when it comes to a traveling party compared to Major League Baseball, and then even to the NBA, which is even less. Goes on to say in this piece in ESPN that the NFL has sent teams hundreds of pages of memos with instructions for retrofitting their team facilities, limiting in-person meetings, and even removing shower heads to ensure social distancing in the shower room. They are requiring players to produce 3 negative COVID-19 tests over 4 days before they set foot in the team facility for training camp, and then will subject them to daily testing for at least 2 weeks. When players leave the facility, they'll be governed by rules enforceable by fines or possible suspensions that prohibit activities such as visiting nightclubs with more than 15 people or joining a religious service attended by more than 25% of the venue's capacity. It's a really good piece. We'll get to some of the other details coming up. But Gary, I think when we're looking at this, yes, the NFL has a plan in place, but again, they have so many more factors and so many other things to consider and so many other challenges that it almost just feels a little irresponsible that they didn't have a backup plan when it comes to a bubble, the same bubble that appears to be working for the NBA, WNBA, Major League Soccer. So what do you think? I mean, do you think there should be a bubble here when it comes to the NFL?
Well, I think it's going to be tough for them to do a bubble. I don't know if they can do anything like that. I know at one point, because my son, Jared, who used to work for the Chicago Bears, didn't they have
the
Pro Bowl down there? Yeah, did they have the Pro Bowl down there, Leroy? Orlando?
In Orlando, yeah.
And
yep,
so they were, he said they were right where they're doing the bubble and all that right now. He made up a good point. Well, you said, you know, Dad, they should just wait till the NBA is done and just go take over that whole area, because he says there should be enough room. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I think they can do it. You're right. There are more moving parts in the NFL, right? I mean, it just is. So I don't know if you can house all 32 teams like that and all the people that you got. I don't think that's feasible to do down there. But what I think that can happen is the NFL can sit back and take a look at this thing and see how they can better do it. Listen, you've had some people have already said that the Cardinals, they were over at the casino. You can't be doing all that kind of stuff. So I think that they have to put some sort of plan in place. We're not going out to the clubs. We're not going to casinos. We're not golfing. I mean, it's going to be all tough to do, but I think they're going to have some rules in place. I mean, you look at the NBA right now, for me, it feels like those guys are committed. It feels like the teams that are there, they know they're in the playoffs. They know they're trying to make the playoffs. They know they're trying to win a championship. They know they got a lot on the line. It feels like 98-99% of those guys are committed. You're going to have one or two guys going straight and go do off and do their own doggone thing. That's just going to happen. But they will the NFL players be committed? It doesn't feel like Major League Baseball players are committed to me. It just feel like they're just going to play this thing out and go. Will the NFL players be committed? And by being committed, I mean, will they do all the right things to social distance themselves for trying to get in this COVID disease? I think, to me, that's what it's all about. A couple things here, Joe. When we travel, the NFL players, we go in on a Saturday and we're out that Sunday. We're not like baseball players.
Right after the game.
They're not like baseball players where we're there 3-4 days. We're not doing that. We fly in Saturday. We have all these meetings set up for on Saturday when we get there, bed check, and then not everybody follow bed check. So I know some guys have some things going on. Yeah,
allegedly.
You know, yeah, after the knocking on the door, some guys
allegedly have some of them
up in there.
Hey, something.
Yeah, something sweet to eat. Yeah, what about I say something like that?
Oh, man.
A lot of guys had a little something sweet to eat after curfew.
Allegedly.
But,
well,
With that being said,
everyone's got a sweet tooth.
What, everybody right. got a sweet tooth? You are a little room service lady.
I don't.
A lot of guys
I'm
did.
I'm a married that. Man. I don't
yeah,
play that.
Well, you know. But they're going to have to limit all those types of things. Okay? And I think the NFL can survive. I mean, I think if you look at the Green Bay Packers, Joe, they got the Packers probably got 30 guys reading that memo that you just talked about. Because they got so many coaches. These guys can hire more people. These organizations can hire more people
exactly.
to get this done. Now, maybe they don't want to hire more people because they bring it in. But I think you can hire more people to make sure that you have in place of the things that you need in place for in order for these guys to succeed. So, yeah, I think it can work in the NFL, but all the players are going to have to buy into this.
But see, the thing is, the more people you have to deal with, the more risk it presents. And again, all it takes is just a couple of dudes to break protocol just a little
right.
bit. They get
yes.
exposed, and then it spreads.
Yes.
And that's the worry, Leroy. It's just like mm-hmm. you've got way too many moving parts here. It just seems unfortunate that the NFL maybe didn't have a better plan and maybe didn't consider and think a bubble all the way through. Now, again, that's a tall task because
it's tough to do, though.
I don't even know, Gary, if they could do a bubble in Orlando with football because, I mean, do they have enough football fields at the wide world of sports?
No, they don't. That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, all over Florida they do.
But
yeah, but
that's a big undertaking itself. So you might as well just let them play the games like they're playing them.
See, here, go ahead, Laura.
No, finish your point, Joe, please.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, you would have to do something so extreme where if you wanted a true bubble for the NFL, it's almost like you would have to create a site maybe out in, like, the remote part of the Midwest, and you have all these football fields, and then you got to find a way to house all these teams, but you'd have to have like some dream crazy thing where that's where they are, that's where they stay for the next several months. But even then, that whole idea, I don't know if those guys could stay in something like that for that long. I just
no,
think they
can't. They can't. No, it's too much to ask.
It feels.
So you're talking about September through February or January. No,
yeah,
that's not going to happen.
It right. It just seems impossible. Even if you were to conceive the idea, it just doesn't. I just don't know if it would work. So, Leroy, I mean, how do you feel about this? Can the NFL do this without a bubble?
Well, arrogance is the key. And here's the thing about it. And everybody has a lot of different opinions on this. If you don't have something, you create it, okay? So, of course, you probably can't do what the NBA does. They got less players, less everything, whatever.
Less
moreover,
parts.
Yeah. Moreover, create your bubble. Each NFL city should have by now, because the hotel business has been struggling, hotel and restaurants, outright. Okay, they could have purchased, okay, which would help the economy, in your city,
yes.
buy two or three hotels. One, nothing but family, if they want to come up from their city. Nothing but family. The other one is just for players. Married guys, I got another hotel for them. Now, here's where you eat. Here's where you go. If your family can't be committed to that, they can opt out and they can go home. That's the only way we can do this. Because doing it the way the NFL is doing it, they're going to have cases. Because if you take a poll amongst the players, you should probably get 100% of players saying, I want to wear a mask. But you won't. You may get 78, 77. That's passing. But you don't want to tell your mom and dad you got a 78 on the test. You only want to tell them about the 90s. The other guys in the 80%, hey, man, I'm just following the leader, what the leader tell me, because I can't make my own mind up. You need 100% participation. And that's why the NBA, they had no cases. They had 347 guys, give or take a guy or two. Zero cases. They caught all this stuff. Now, I will say this about the NFL. Their protocol is good because they're catching these cases before you get in the building. Once you're in the building, if you have four or five cases, now you got to shut it all down. See, as America, we don't have everybody on board, maybe 65-70%, depending on what poll you look at, say they want to wear a mask. People just don't want to do it. Some people say, hey, man, if I get it, I get it. Them people, I don't even like to talk to them. Hey, man, but it's your right, though. It's your right to do that. We all agree with that. So if a guy wants to kneel, that's his right, too. So if you don't want a mask, fine. That's your right. You're taking your freedom. Don't take somebody else's freedom. Let's get back on track. For the NFL, for this to work, it's too late now. I agree with you guys. It's too late now. Now you got to put the trust, as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers says, paraphrasing, everybody got to be on board or it ain't going to work. It's just like a teammate. You trust your teammate off the field now, not just on the field, to do what he's supposed to do. I mean, what Lou Williams did is just a bad look, but it's just a bad look for him. It ain't a bad look for the NBA because we got our protocol. We told you not to do that. You did that. Now you got to stay out for 10, 14 days. But with the NFL, you may have 17 Lou Williams, 18, 25-year-old guy, ain't got no girlfriend, you know, and maybe his internet slow. Hey, man, stuff crawling. I've been into my 20s before, but not in a pandemic. Everybody has to understand we got to do things differently, guys. Otherwise, just opt out. I applaud you. Standing ovation. Just opt out and just go back home and stay with your family if you can't follow rules. Every store has rules. If you don't have rules, people are going to take over your place. But if it was me, the same way they're struggling about getting these schools open, the test that the NBA, NFL, NHL, that test should be for everybody. I should know when I take a test if I'm positive or negative 15 minutes. Why? Just for the rich folks. Just for the athletes. It don't make sense. So my thing is, NFL, y'all are on notice now. They started the clock today, okay? Today. Today, because that's when you're entering the building. Last week is just to find out if you can come into the building. But everybody has to trust. But if four of us together and only two of us care about wearing masks, I don't want to be around you. I'm just keeping it 100. We got to be on board, man. I know it's uncomfortable. You think I want to do this? Wear a mask? No, I'm doing what the CDC tell me to do. So if the NFL feel like these guys are not going to do it, when we hear these cases every week, you just hope it ain't your quarterback. Or you hope it ain't a starter. But the Lou Williams of the world, I hate to keep using him because that's one of the plays you just got to avoid that temptation.
Why you keep using Lou Williams, man?
Because you got to, Gary, the temptation of making you do something that ain't, I mean, I'm going to put him in the prayer week tomorrow again every Tuesday.
You'll put him in the prayer group?
Yeah, but you got to put your blinders on in the pandemic, man. We playing NFL, not fans, we at home. We ain't got no stress. But I talked to a few of these guys, and they're a little uneasy because they don't trust these guys in their 20s to go do something that's going to bring it back to the team because they're letting the guys go home. But I do know they got a great contact tracing program in NFL that's amazing. So they know where the guys are, but you still got to hope the guys go the places we want you to go. Hopefully this will be over soon. I mean, you got 155,000 people, and they got apps and all these stats to remind these guys, man, 4.7 million people have that's contracted. Don't be that way. Do it the right way so we can have a normal season. We already had the impact of not having fans. You know, that's an impact. You know how much I rode the same back, and I'm wrapping up, Joe. I rode the same guy, and moreover, I rode the same young man's bike for 10 years. I know it's going to hurt these guys not riding these bikes, but they understand.
Was that closing?
Was that your closure? That was it. Okay,
yeah,
that was it.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Okay, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
I look forward to training camp, Joe, seeing these 8 and 9 year olds with their bikes. They've saved up. They've been having lemonade stands, raising money to get a new bike and waiting for their favorite Packer to choose them, and you can't do it.
No, it sucks. It just sucks. All right, so we're asking you guys at 414-799-1250, should the NFL do a bubble or play like normal? It just feels like it's too little too late, though, for the NFL to just put together a bubble and put all 32 teams in there and, okay, go play your season.
They're not going to be able to do that. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that anyway. Yeah. I think it's just too many teams.
They should have bought these hotels up, man, and just made it their hotel for a year.
And they still can do that within their respective cities.
There you go, Gary. Because a lot of hotels are struggling. Everybody can make some money. Write them a big check.
NFL got plenty of money. Casino over there. Yeah, they still can do that in their respective cities.
All right. Well, there's.
I don't think that's too far fetched. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, on the other side of the break, Leroy, I know you mentioned about the tracking devices. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I got some more details on that. And also, I want to pitch to you guys an idea that one of the Packer guys, Andy Herman, who does the Pack-A-Day podcast. He's really good when it comes to Packer analysis. He had a bubble idea, and I want to just pass it by you guys and see what you think on it. Because I don't think that would be a bad idea. That would be a little bit easier to maintain, but we'll talk about that on the other side. At the end of the day, it's all about doing your part. Everyone's got to do their part. And everywhere you go, Wisconsin's all in. Wearing masks, washing hands, keeping gatherings small. These are ways that we can help each other. Be a good neighbor. Show us how you are all in using the hashtag #WeAreAllIn. Learn more at WeAreAllInWI.com. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, I'm Radio Joe. Well, more of the Wendy's Big Show next here on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, I am Radio Joe. In for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Dan Plucker, executive producer, other side of the glass. Asking you guys, should the NFL do some kind of a bubble or just play like normal, because that seems like what's going to happen here 5 weeks from now. Packers and Vikings will be the week one matchup, and that'll be done at a stadium that's typically one of the loudest in the NFL, at least based on experience. And that will actually work in the Packers' favor, assuming there's no fans. But 414-799-1250, what say you guys? Some of the other things that the NFL is doing here include rapid testing, and I think, and Leroy talked about this earlier in his big monologue about how important the testing is, and there's no question about it. You need to get results as soon as you can, because the longer you're waiting on tests, the more delays there's going to be, and the next thing you know, you might have to postpone a game like we've seen in Major League Baseball. But again, you've got a week, or in some cases, a shortened week if you got a Thursday night game. But you've got a little bit more wiggle room. Nonetheless, testing is key. In this piece from ESPN.com, they talk about some of the details that the NFL is going with. The league and the Players Association work to ensure that testing results happen within 24 hours. This is through BioReference Laboratories. They're the same testing firm used by the NBA and WNBA. They also installed a technology-based contact tracing program to aid the next steps after a positive test result. Their joint coronavirus task force contracted with Kenexon, that is the company. They produce tracking devices for a league-wide order of proximity recording devices that accurately measure physical distancing. This is what goes into it. Using the data, the ICO can identify anyone who is within 6 feet of the infected person for at least 15 minutes during the previous 48 hours. The policy calls for the team to notify those individuals of their potential exposure and probable need for quarantine or isolation pending the results of testing, but the ICO is given some leeway to exclude people who were, for example, within 6 feet of each other, but on opposite sides of the wall. It goes on to say that the devices are also equipped to give individuals an audio or video warning that they are within 6 feet of someone, providing a real-time education on appropriate social and physical distancing. Gary, you would have no problem with this, right? Okay, if you're playing right now, and you got to have a tracking device on you, that's good with you, right? Or does that feel a little weird?
I don't know about the tracking device, because, I mean, you know,
when he was in his 20 years old, he had 5 girls managing. Mm-hmm. Right. They're going to get him busted.
I got a lot of friends, Leroy, who had that ankle.
Yeah. That's from the government. That's different.
Oh, that's different. Oh, yeah.
That's totally different. That's different. Yeah,
that's the tracking device. So I know some guys had the ankle thing on them, but it really wouldn't bother me, because I ain't doing that no way, but. I just don't think that they should go to that extent. I think you gotta let guys. They gotta want it. Okay, you can't make them want it. If these guys don't want to be there, then they can opt out. Right? Then don't go.
Right.
Yeah.
But don't be going to the casinos, strip clubs, and trying to get other people sick too. So if you don't want to be there, because you know the commitment you're gonna have to have. And you're going to have the rules in front of you. And they're probably going to be that you got to be in some sort of bubble. And you got to maintain that. And so, to me, I think when guys come in, I think they will be committed to doing that. I'm not really worried about the Packers. I mean, I think when you look at teams like New York, guys on the West Coast, California, I think it's going to be tough to keep those guys in. But for the most part, your small Buffalo, you ain't gonna worry about it, Buffalo. Green Bay, you ain't worry about it, Green Bay. Minnesota, y'all, I'm thinking you don't worry about the players in Minnesota. So I think it's all the major cities I think you're probably gonna be concerned about. I mean, I probably would say the same thing about St. Louis, but these guys from St. Louis, they're going out. They're the Cardinals, the baseball players. You can't be going out and doing stuff like it's normal, like it's just normal business.
All right, so 414-799-1250. Should the NFL do a bubble or play like normal? Let's go to Mike on the South Side. Mike, you're next up on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Beating the dead horse about the template with NHL, NBA, and baseball. Football is fine, but an idea came across for Central, like Wyoming, Arizona State, Rutgers. I don't know about Florida. I think colleges will be shut down. And the Packers have training camp at St. Norbert's, and there's never a problem. Do you think they could pursue that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, St. Norbert's got to go back to school.
Right, and they're not even doing housing this year for training camp, for Packers training camp, because it's been a tradition for decades to have it at St. Norbert's, and that's not happening.
Well, I think they moved it to the hotel down the street, Joe, because that's where they now are staying now. They were staying out at the casino. Where's the casino, Leroy? Right,
Radisson.
Right.
The Radisson?
They were staying
Oneida.
There. They're not even staying there anymore. Yeah. So now they move. And it's where we used to stay when I first got in Green Bay. The thing was called a Ramada. And Ramada, well, I don't know if it still is a Ramada, is just right down the street off of Lombardi right there. Down by a couple of steps, right by that Quick Trip, Leroy, right across the street right there.
Yep.
Remember that? So they redid that, and I think that's where they're having these guys stay right now.
Let's go to Trav in Brown Deer. Trav, you're next up on the Big Show. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Trav, are you on Instagram?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, what about the Best Western? Across from the Don Hudson, is that there?
They redid it. It's nice. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty big for, I'm going to...
We used to stay there, too.
Yeah.
Right, with Leroy. Yeah. I mean, it's big enough. You could have families and maybe players, and it's right across from the Hudson Center or the old barn, but yeah.
Look at Trav, know about the barn.
Best Western, there you go.
Yeah, and Trav always called with a nugget. Before the Don Hudson Center, me and Gary used to practice it. We used to call it the barn because that's what it looked like. It had that old turf and just like a little triangle-type building, and that's what we practiced when it was raining or snowing or when it was cold. Again, I think that Roger Goodell, NFL, probably missed it. Opportunity when these hotels and restaurants were struggling, still struggling. Some of these small businesses out of pump so much money into just purchasing a hotel for 8 months. You ain't got nothing to worry about. We're going to buy all your rooms. Okay. your restaurant, these restaurants in and around it, we're going to buy them all up, and my players can eat there. Nobody else can eat there, just my players, because they got the money to do it. Now, not only do you help the economy, I mean, it's millions of dollars going to be missed in Green Bay, okay, because you have thousands of people come in from all over. In all these cities, I'd have went to these restaurant managers. Hey, man, listen, I want all these rooms till January. Because the numbers got to be down. Maybe they're coming back now. But some of these countries, I mean, some of these states were closed down. It was shut down for a while, and they're coming back slowly. If you were in Dallas, I'd have went and purchased all those hotels, maybe two or three of them, one for single guys, one for families, one for players, coaches. And we're just going to be like a vacation. We're going to do it this way. If you don't want to live like this, fine.
Opt out.
You can opt out. Here's your piece of change. You go, like if you got some kind of underlying conditions or whatever. But I want to, if I don't have a bubble, I will create one. I'll create one because I want everybody to feel like they're safe.
Right.
Okay. And I want your family, because in my case, Gary Joe, my family will come up from Florida like early September to enroll the kids into school. But from July all the way to August, I was there by myself anyway for like 6 weeks of training camp. So when your family comes, they got to get tested, rapid tested, which I think all of America should have, not some of this stuff. I know people still waiting on tests. They got tested 2 weeks ago. Everybody should get the rapid test. We got enough money. We America. We should have enough. I don't have no money, but somebody, the rich folk got the money. We just ain't got no leadership at the top. That's for another show. But I will create bubbles, okay? So each America is like playing a game. Not just these athletes. People in America playing a game too. Everybody got to do it the right way so we can get through this. Otherwise, NFL going to have 1 to 2 cases a week. A week. And next thing you know, you playing fantasy, Joe. You know about fantasy. If your guy is shut down, you may lose the whole season. So I think the NFL kind of missed the boat on this with arrogance. No, we can do it. Or they could say, no, Leroy, we trust our players. And I'm okay with that, too. But if you're going to do it like baseball, the same thing is going to happen. The only way to do it is the WNBA and the NBA. Now, NHL did their bubble up in Canada, Joe. I haven't heard them having no issues. If they did, I don't know about it. Maybe we could throw them in. But NHL playing, I mean, they haven't had a whole lot of outbreaks. I don't know how the outbreaks they had in South Korea when they was playing.
I don't think they had any.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody got to just understand, man. Put politics aside for a minute. We're Americans. Help your fellow man, okay? Don't go where you ain't supposed to go. Supposed to go. If you do, just be safe. But the tracking advice, that going to hurt the side chick business, I'm telling you, cuz, and it should. Because these guys, man, I was having this Instagram model come up from Las Vegas. She can't come this year, dog. She can't come. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, you going to, because the NBA will be over. So she going to go to the NBA guys anyhow.
Yeah.
Man, go get married, man. Get your family and just take it easy. That's what quarantine told everybody. Just take it easy. Otherwise, we're going to be doing a subject every week, Joe. 10 guys just got infected. We contract traced them. When they went on the road, they went to a place that wasn't authorized. Now you got to shut it down. NFL can't play doubleheaders, okay? Don't work that way.
Nope.
So if they miss a game, Joe, that will hurt them. If a team doesn't show up, they'll probably just say, you just forfeit that game. It's just a loss to you. I would love to read the protocol. If that happens, if a team has an outbreak and can't travel, do that team, the home team that has no cases, do they get the victory? So that would mean, no, I ain't going to say that because Plucker would be happy. Detroit Lions may end up winning the Super Bowl. No, that's a nightmare. It may be a team that you don't think about go to the playoffs because they extended it, but they did extend the roster just in case.
He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Radio Joe. We will on the other side. One,
you know what I do, Joe? I get the strip joints. I just give them a check for $1 million to leave my players alone. Huh, man, it go $1 million. Leave my players alone. I'm playing in a pandemic. Now, y'all can still make y'all money, but leave my players alone.
You paying strip club $1 million?
Yes! I'm going to pay them $1 million to leave my players alone because I don't want them. It ain't the girl's fault. It's the boy's fault. It's always the guy's fault.
So how many strip clubs are we talking about? Are we just talking about
the ones? Joe, we print money in the NFL. Okay. I'm going to go 100-mile radius. 100-mile radius. The top ones, I know they got Yelp got them, I'm sure they got the top reviews. I'm going to give y'all $1 million. Leave my players alone.
This is what we do on the Wendy's Big Show. We share ideas and we bounce stuff off. That's quite the idea from Leroy Butler.
Pay them.
Well, on the other side, I want to get to this bubble idea from one of the Packer guys, Packer analysts, because I think this is interesting. I don't think this is a bad idea. And also, one NFL team has already started to have a mini bubble of their own. We'll talk about that on the other side. But Gary Ellerson, what is going on at the Jewelry Center?
Well, a lot's going on at the Jewelry Center. Everything.
It's Black Friday all the time there.
Every day.
Every day. Right. Every day. That's Dean, man.
Messing around. He's cutting deals every day. Well, listen, Dean's going to give you the most money for your old gold jewelry. Go check him out. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. You know, I just said that if you're looking to get the most money for your old gold or jewelry, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. If you're looking to get the best possible price on any piece of jewelry out there, then it's going to be at the Jewelry Center with my good friend Dean Murr. Guys, if you want that best possible deal, but here's what you got to do. You got to walk in the door and you got to ask for Dean Murr. Ask for my guy Dean Murr. I know a lot of guys trying to get married this summer. Now it's time to go in and get that nice diamond ring. He's got them there and at the best possible price. If you're buying a diamond ring or any kind of ring for your significant other, for your girl, you're going somewhere else, you're paying too much money. Go see my good friend at the Jewelry Center. Ask for Dean Murr to get that deal. Go see him now. Today.
It is the Wendy's Big Show. We will be back in 2 minutes here on The Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story, brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola alongside Gary Ellerson as well as Leroy Butler. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Lorenzo Cain. That was the big news over the weekend. He decides to opt out. Simple question, do you have a problem with it? That's coming up at 4 o'clock. But some other things here as we get to the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day. We were talking about bubbles with the NFL. The New Orleans Saints have come up with this little idea. They are creating a mini bubble environment at a downtown hotel for training camp. That's according to Peter King. It says beginning Wednesday, the team has contracted with the Lowe's Hotel to rent 4 floors. Most of the team's 100 Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees, all but some of the team doctors, cafeteria workers, and security people. Many of the players would be able to quasi-quarantine in the hotel until opening day, according to King. Sean Payton says, quote, it's not a bubble, it's a sequester. The message from the league is the show must go on. If so, we've got to do everything we can to be sure that happens. And that's the thing. You know, a lot of these NFL coaches, I don't even know if you saw Andy Reid. There was a video through the Chiefs account last week where he was having this big passionate speech to all the players talking about doing their part. This is something good to see what the Saints are doing. I wonder if everyone else is going to copycat that.
Have you seen the Lions on Instagram, Joe?
No.
I think if you go to the NFL Instagram page, the Detroit Lions, because they have their own facility a lot like all these guys do, but they have you check in there. They doing the temperature check. They're doing all those things. Check their Instagram page out too, because they've doing. I mean, so I think what you see, they're trying to be proactive right now. I think there's a plan in place, but each team is going to have to figure out how they want to go at this. and you already talked about the full 500 page thing they got to read. I think all that stuff is probably listed within those pages of what these guys should be doing to try to keep this thing down to a minimum. So yeah, so look at the Lions. The Lions got a good one too on there. I think it's the NFL Instagram page. Check them out. It's about 6 minutes long as all the guys are coming through the front door going through the process.
All right, I'll take a look at that during the break.
Yeah, take a look at that, Joe, whenever you can.
Yeah, I would definitely
don't
take
do
a
it
break
right now. Just when you're doing
okay,
it.
So that's one thing. The other thing, that I found very interesting, I don't know if you guys saw this. If you guys follow Andy Herman on Twitter, we have him on the Bill Michaels Show all the time, but he provides some really good insight and analysis on the Packers.
Right.
He had this.
I like the Bill Michaels Show.
Yeah, weekdays 10-2 statewide,
yeah.
And
yeah, I like him.
Back in Green Bay, which is good. They're not going to take that away from us. So Andy Herman had an idea for a bubble, and he says, in hindsight, it's a little too late to be doing this, but this is what I would do. He says every division starts in a bubble at one particular location. So, for example, the NFC North could be in Minnesota, and then the Packers, Lions, and Bears all go there, and then that's where they play their games, strictly in Minnesota. He says all eight divisions at separate spots. Each division plays their opponents twice for a six-game schedule. Then he says over a period of 6 weeks, the winner of each division moves on. The rest are done for the year. You take 2 to 3 weeks off to realign. The four division winners in each conference now form a new bubble at a new location. You guys with me?
Okay. No. But go ahead.
Okay. Yep. They each play each other twice over 6 weeks. The top two move on, take 2 to 3 weeks off, and now the four remaining teams play each other each two times for another six-week schedule in a bubble location. Top two teams play at the same location for the Super Bowl. 1 week later, the season is over. Total 19 weeks with a 2 to 3 week gap in the middle. Would an idea like this make any sense at all for you guys?
I almost curse. Go ahead, Garrett.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and curse, Leroy.
No. The one sport you can't touch is football. You could do that with baseball, hockey, basketball. Football, you can't do it. You just can't. Nah, Brad. No. That's why it's the best sport, in my opinion. That's why football is king. That's why Packers are king. That's why when the Packers win, the economy is amazing in Wisconsin. When they lose, there is no economy. I mean, so, no.
Gary, does it sit well with you?
No, I think they can do it all at their own facilities. I think they can make it work that way. I don't know the moving around and, I think it's a great idea. But what you've got to be able to do, Joe, you got to be able to think outside the box, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You got to have a plan. I mean, I don't mind it. I don't think it'll work. They could do better. I still think that within the city limits of Green Bay, and much like what Leroy said and what they've already done, they still can house these guys at a hotel, feed them. You know, they got everything there. And then at a separate location, maybe just, wife, kids, and they're somewhere else. I think you can do something like that. So, but, we'll see how it goes. I think the NFL is going to be okay. I think you're going to have some cases where guys are going to get COVID. I don't know if you can get around that, but I think they can keep it down to a minimum. I read somewhere today, I think it was Rob Domofsky. Well, the Green Bay Packers now are talking about keeping four quarterbacks, and they're talking about maybe quarantining Aaron Rodgers. So they've got plans in place just for him and him only, not to be in certain situations.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the four quarterbacks. They actually just cut one.
Okay, good.
I didn't really want to report this, but since you brought it up, breaking news on the fan, I guess this is breaking news. But either way, sponsored by our good friends at Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas.
I like my good friends at Pennzoil. Yeah.
That's right. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Our very own Mike Clemens says that the Packers have released quarterback Jalen Morton and fullback Elijah Wellman. Last week they picked up versatile Chiefs fullback John Lovett, who will compete at the H-back and fullback positions. He played quarterback at Princeton. So that's
smart guy.
Yeah, Yeah, there you go. So Jalen Morton, for those of you that knew that he actually existed on the Packers roster,
nobody knew that. But my thing is, if they can carry four quarterbacks, they don't have to be in a hurry to do it. There's no preseason games. They could take their time because they may need another position carry. Because, again, it's a lot of juggling with the analytics department to make sure you at your proper numbers and make sure the coaching staff know who's available. And you got to have people to watch the money because you got to do some extensions. There's a lot going on, but the stress level of the uneasiness is still about COVID-19, not so much of roster spots. Because you figure everybody's going to have enough guys, but you got to make sure your guys are safe. And I think they can be just as good. It would be unprecedented if the NBA goes all the way and get a champion and have zero cases. That is truly platinum.
Right, with that many people.
Yes, truly. I mean, even the media that's down there have four or five negative tests to even be down there. But they, once you're in that bubble, you got to follow the rules. That's it. I never understood why now, when something that can actually kill you, that people don't want to follow the rules. I mean, if you don't want to follow somebody, don't go to that place. Go to another place. You can find a place that thinks like you, but you can't put everybody else at risk. And that's what the NFL is telling these guys. They're getting constant text messages and apps and everything to remind these guys, go home when you leave the facility. I mean, and you come back, they're going to test you again. And they're going to know. Because you know the biggest thing, when I was 21 years old, I never thought I'd get caught doing what you ain't supposed to. If you were 14 years old, or your mom said, come in before the night lights come on, which was 7 o'clock. I would just come in at 5, because I never wanted to be late. But my sisters and brothers, I'm the favorite child, they, you know, come in at, you know, 6:58. I just never wanted to do that. So if you don't feel like you can do that, again, opt out, and no one is going to look at you with the side eye. We'll find out at 4 o'clock when we talk about Lorenzo Cain. Because that was disturbing to me.
Well, yeah, we will get to that coming up here. I got more breaking news. John Mozeliak, who's the president of the St. Louis Cardinals, he had a couple of quotes talking about this whole situation. He says that he responded to the reports about if players were at a casino. He says, quote, I have no factual reason to believe that is true, and I have not seen any proof of that. If they were at a casino, though, that would be disappointing. He goes on to say, quote, we understood that there were going to be risks, just the inherent risk playing in the middle of a pandemic. Would it make it easier if we said, oh, somebody went to a strip joint? And there we go with the strip joints.
Pay them, Joe. Pay them, man. Then they ain't got to go. Soon as your player come there, you can't. A big sign: no players allowed to 2023.
So, are you paying these strip clubs $1 million each, or are all the strip clubs in the 100-mile radius divvying up the $1 million
each? Each facility get $1 million.
Get out of here!
What, it cost you $50 million? They can find that on the floor. It's not worth me, one of my players, getting in, and then I lose a game and I can't win the Super Bowl. They drop $50 million all the time, man, these corporations. Pay them people, man, so them girls will be good. If matter of fact, I'm going to pay the girls to snitch on them. If you get a text message from a starter, let me know. I'm going to give you another $50,000, and I'm going to go find him $1 million. You got to do something to stop this, man, because this just don't make no sense.
Mozeliak also says when it comes to contact tracing, the infection outbreak began in St. Louis and not on the road in Milwaukee. There was talk that it started in Minnesota, so right, even before that, oy, not good. Not good at all.
And that's what I was saying when, like, Bledsoe and Connaughton, we heard somebody, they shut it down. Okay, fine. But now we know who the two guys were, but they didn't do it in Orlando. They did it here, so once they got cleared up, they went down to Orlando. They got a negative test here before they traveled. Then they went down to Orlando, got more negative tests, now come in. Now you got to get in shape because you're probably weak. They got all those protocols worked out. The NBA, man, when they put the history books together, okay, Adam Silver's face is going to be in this book on how do you do it, as well as the young lady for the PA. because she was very much involved, as well as some other people too. They're starting to release where all these ideas came from, you know, to create this bubble idea. But they're getting through it, and God is good. Hopefully everybody can stay healthy. But the NFL, I hope you're paying attention to this, the unknowns of Major League Baseball. Because every day, if you're a baseball fan, say, uh-oh, instead of talking about the kid Judge who hit 5 home runs in 5 straight games or whatever, we got to talk about
fire, man.
Yeah. We got to talk about the Cardinals, the Phillies, the Marlins, and it's just, if you're a Packer fan, if you're a Brewer fan, opening day is what we live for. Opening day is amazing. And it just didn't get a chance to happen. Well, it will at one point, I guess.
Well, speaking of the unknown, on the other side of the break, we will discuss one guy who decided to opt out because of the unknown. Uh-oh. That is Lorenzo Cain. We will talk about that. Also coming up next hour, Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, PackersNews.com. We will get the latest from Packers training camp up there. He joins us at 4:48. We've got a lot to get to. And also at 5 o'clock, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, I'm Radio Joe. We'll have more of the Wendy's Big Show next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.